The State Department issued its annual report on human trafficking today, and Thailand is now on the list of countries flagged for not doing enough to combat modern-day slavery. That's in part because of Thailand's fishing industry, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The author of the report, Luis Sidabaca, says American consumers and seafood importers have a role to play in combating human trafficking.
Nobody can say that it's sustainable seafood if the hands that are pulling the nets are themselves enslaved.
In an interview with NPR, the ambassador at large for combating trafficking in persons paints a grim picture of the seafood industry in Thailand, where he says authorities are not doing enough to punish businesses that violate labor laws.
Because right now, frankly, if all you get is a small fine for having six-year-olds deveining shrimp for the American export market, taking people's passports away, or even basically kidnapping these men and having them on the boats for 2 or 3 years, if all you get is a small fine for that, then you just absorb that as the cost of doing business.
And that's one reason why Thailand landed on the so-called Tier 3 list, countries that are failing to combat human trafficking. The Thai embassy says it's disappointed by the ranking, which it says ignores the progress the country has made. Sidabaca tells NPR that there are some bright spots, including a social development minister who once ran a group that saved Thai women enslaved in the Middle East as domestic servants and prostitutes.
So we see that there are a number of actors in the Thai government who care and are trying to address this. But political will and corruption seems to be almost an anchor around their necks.
Unlike most State Department reports, this one also looks inwards, and Melissa Sperber of the Alliance to End Slavery and Trafficking says there's a lot of room for improvement for the U.S. when it comes to funding the fight against modern-day slavery.
It is embarrassingly small in terms of the amount that the U.S. is investing compared to the scope of the problem and the increasing demand for services.
Ambassador Sidabaca, a former prosecutor, though, thinks the U.S. is making strides. There are anti-trafficking laws in all 50 states, and as he puts it, the word is out among pimps, farm labor recruiters, and others. But he says there is more work to do to help the more than 1.5 million victims of trafficking in the Americas, many of them enslaved in their own countries.
It's not just Colombian women who might end up enslaved in Miami. It's Colombian women in Colombia, in their own neighborhoods, just as the bulk of the victims in the United States are just as likely to be U.S. citizens as they are foreign migrants.
He wants this year's State Department report to give those victims a voice in Washington and in their states and cities. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.